Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, we have a special announcement to make on behalf of MJJ Talk executive producers and management regarding the election. Just a reminder that if you encounter any problems casting a ballot or if you witness any disruptions at a polling location, please call our voter assistance hotline at 844-332-2016. That's 2016. This vote matters, and this is what our show has been since season one, episode one. John, take it away.
This is season three, episode nine. This is MJJ Talk with John and Jovanko. It's November 7th, Monday, and this is Election Eve special show. Jovanko.
MJJ Talk special Election Eve coverage with John and Jovanko is being presented in part by KFC Kentucky Fried Chicken. When the Colonel says nobody does chicken like KFC, he meant it because it's so good. They say it's finger-licking good for a reason.
And good evening, Jovanka. What a special day it is for MJJ Talk. And moving away, we are about a half an hour until Tuesday, midnight, and election polling places will be opening as early as 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
So, as me and Jovanko were talking before the special show today, and as he mentioned in our special announcement, we started this show a while ago. I'm going to have to get the exact date, but this election has gone on for almost 2 years now, Jovanko, and tomorrow it's actually kind of sad. You know, we've had so much fun talking about the primaries from the Iowa caucuses to the nomination of Donald Trump to Hillary versus Donald Trump to tomorrow when we finally hear the results.
You know, it's been such an amazing journey already. I mean, it's not necessarily coming to an end for us, but I mean, and I even got the exact date. We started on September
20th.
Last year. Oh, the 20th?
Jovanko, I have it even earlier. No, September 20th.
Holy Toledo. Late September 2015. And we've been going at it ever since. And our show has been based around, I mean, we've discussed other topics and we had other special shows, but it's been leading up to this moment. And to think
and
we're 27 minutes away.
And it's really crazy. And I just want to remind people, if you do not know your voting precinct or where to vote, go to Google and search, where do I vote? And you can easily put in your address, and it will tell you the voting area, the street address. There's a map. It tells you the hours that the voting booth will be open from, and it also has the requirements. In some states, you're going to have to show a voter ID, which me and Jovanko we've debated on the show before, especially with guests. So we'll say the ID requirements, and also that also has the ballot. In some states, you're going to be voting for more than just the president. And in some states like Massachusetts, there's going to be referendums that will be ballot initiative questions. So it's going to be very exciting.
So share with the viewers, John, what you are sharing with me about the Electoral College and all the states and the states that are up in the air. You did the math. And, you know, tell the viewers what you revealed to me.
Well, thank you, Jovanko. I love to talk political strategy today and kind of give my own prediction, and I hope Cervenka will give a prediction after as well. So let's just take a look at history. So if we take a look at history, we're going to go to the 2012 election of Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. And Barack Obama beat Mitt Romney 332 electoral votes to 206 electoral votes. So to be completely up in the air, when Mitt Romney ran, it was a blowout for Barack Obama, and even more so when Barack Obama took on John McCain, as Obama won 365 to 173 back in 2008. So McCain got 173 in 08. Romney got 206 in 2012. And now let's take a look at the perspective map for this election. So currently, which we have been reporting on the show, when we talked about the primaries, Cervenka, we used the polls of Real Clear Politics. Have they been right? They've been pretty much right, but I can tell you, as we've said on the show, a lot of people aren't saying who they're voting for. They also don't trust people when they call and don't give an accurate vote on who they're voting for. So let's just go over the map. Real Clear Politics is saying that Hillary Clinton is estimated on getting 203 electoral votes right out of the gate. They're saying that Donald Trump and Mike Pence will be getting 163 right out of the gate. So let's give some predictions. Before I give the predictions, I'll tell you which states are going. So they're saying out of the 203 to Clinton Kane, they're saying Illinois, New Jersey, Washington State, Rhode Island, Delaware, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Oregon, Connecticut, and Maine's District 1 all going to Clinton Kane. And Donald Trump is supposed to get South Carolina, Indiana, Texas, Missouri, Utah, Montana, South Dakota, Tennessee, Alaska, Kansas, and Nebraska's 2nd District. What does that mean? 171 states are up for toss-up. So now let's start awarding these toss-up states that I haven't mentioned yet. In argument, let's give Pennsylvania to Hillary Clinton. That's 20 votes. Let's give Michigan to Hillary Clinton. Let's give Maine to Hillary Clinton. Virginia to Hillary Clinton. So by giving her all of those states, that's 255. Why don't we throw her Colorado as well? That's 264. Donald Trump is supposed to do well in Ohio tomorrow, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Nevada, Iowa, Arizona, and we'll give New Mexico to Clinton Kane, and we'll give New Hampshire to Donald Trump the way that I see it is going to happen. If it goes like that, with the predictions that I gave, the Electoral College would be completely tied at 269 electoral votes per each person. So, Cervenka, what I can tell you is I'm betting Florida is going to Trump. Florida is a toss-up, Cervenka. It is going to be so close. In 2012, Barack Obama won Ohio, won Florida by 0.9 points. If Donald Trump doesn't win Florida, I'm sorry, but there's no chance he can win. However, if we look at Pennsylvania and Michigan, those states, they're saying are going blue, but don't be so sure. Donald Trump has been campaigning in those two states very hard in the last couple weeks and throughout the whole election. Those states could flip this election. Let's
pray.
So just because
know.
I say Pennsylvania, Michigan are going to Clinton doesn't mean they are. And it also doesn't mean Florida is going to Trump. But I can tell you, this is how the map might handle up. I had a political science professor that also thought it was going to look like this.
Oh, boy.
What do you have to say, Chivanko?
Well, what do you say to the people? And I can understand this about all the other polls that they have, they say differently. And you told me that if it comes to a tie with the Electoral College, that it's up to Congress.
Yes.
How is that? Explain how that's possible.
Okay, so there's a few things that we have to go over. And the first one is that if there's a tie, the Congress will vote for the president. The House of Representatives will vote. And technically, it's Republican, so it should go to Donald Trump. However, say that there's a problem with Florida, just like in 2000, Javanko, Bush v. Gore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the same scenario occurs. The Supreme Court will make a ruling. Okay?
Wow.
And the problem with the Supreme Court ruling, Javanko, is it would be a split vote. Because there's four justices on the Republican side and four justices on the Democratic side. Unless one Republican doesn't let Trump win.
Oh, boy.
So the Supreme Court could also rule.
This is big.
So So a lot can happen, Javanko. And I don't know. I can't tell you what actually will happen. I don't think polls can tell us this year. I think we've seen a lot of weaknesses with polls, and anything can happen.
Well, not to mention this whole election has been rigged.
Yep, and elaborate.
Let's see. You have the whole mainstream media biased to Clinton, including CNN, the Clinton News Network. You've got the current president on this campaign trail for her and encouraging illegal aliens to go out and vote, not even people that aren't even registered to vote, and the system is allowing, they're doing this, putting in names of dead people and counting them as vote. So you have voter fraud like we've never seen before, and you got the Republican elite, i.e., Mitt Romney, the Bushes, Ted Cruz, and all those other guys at the top Republican establishment that are in this conspiracy with the Democrats and Hillary Clinton's campaign, coming out with every possible thing to bring him down. Oh, and not to mention that Hillary Clinton investigated twice, and I'm very disappointed that they dropped the investigation yet again. You say call me was threatened, and I believe you.
Why wouldn't he be? How do you go through thousands of emails within days?
You don't. It's impossible. 650,000 email could not be gone through and looked at 24/7. If you went 7 straight days, no sleep, and looking through all, it's impossible. Possible. There's no way in hell he was threatened, he was scared off. Quite frankly, he should resign. He should resign. What a travesty of in the Justice Department. If the Justice Department is corrupt, then is there a light at the end of the tunnel? That you have all this going on, and despite all the WikiLeaks info that keeps coming out, it just came out that instead of 1 year of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton using the Clinton Foundation money to support their daughter and her husband with living expenses, now it's coming out that they supported them through a whole decade. And then use money from the Clinton Foundation for their daughter's wedding. Now, John, their wedding is not like an average wedding. It was just like $25,000-$30,000. They probably had just $25-$30 million. Money from the Clinton Foundation. And you can't disprove these things. These are all facts. It's not just being biased to Trump. These are facts. And I have so many people think, how can he win when they got this election so rigged and they got these people so brainwashed and they got all this voter fraud going on? You get the President of the United States being interviewed by this lady and saying, it's okay for illegal immigrants to vote. You know, they can get away with it. They're not going to get caught. This is the President of the United States we're talking about. How sad, how stupid are we for not speaking up? That's why we need this guy. That's why we also desperately need him. Because, John, there's no second chances after all.
I know, and I think, you know, I have said from the start that, you know, I voted for Donald Trump in the primaries. I voted for him again early voting. And I think, you know, it's time for a political outsider. Like I tell people, look at Andrew Jackson, the 7th president. He was hated by the elites. He was an statesman, which can mean a businessman. And he was hated by the press. The establishment hated him. You know, he'd go to parties and he wasn't dressed appropriately in the view of the elites. And what happened was he won because the people voted for him. Even though everyone was slandering him and all this stuff, he still won. And when he won, he appointed people that were supposed to do the position. For example, the Secretary of the Treasury wasn't just a political hack. It was a businessman. He hired people based on merit, which it was supposed to be. And what we've seen before from the Obama administration, Jovanko, the former FDA appointee, a while ago when Barack Obama originally got in, was the former CEO of Monsanto, Jovanko. Genetically modified food,
yeah,
as you know. And we've talked about that on our show before. How are they in for the best interest of the people or their own corporations? And I think that's what Donald Trump brings, a clear-out house.
And you got companies like They're taking donations from companies like Nestle. Have you seen what they're doing to the Great Lakes? I mean, these are corporations that could give two craps about John Q. the public. All they want is to get away with what they're doing environmentally, how they're treating their workers, and they're moving out of the country left and right, leaving people without jobs, leaving abandoned factories. And when they move to Mexico, Japan and China, Mexico is like the modern-day China. Modern-day China. And they got factories that are state-of-the-art, unbelievable, paying these workers in Mexico for pennies. Pennies. How stupid are we? When you got these people making job deals, trade deals, like the Iran deal. What a disgrace. Opposed to what we were told, $400 million for the hostages. $1.7 billion in cash. What a disgrace. We are the laughing stock of the world. We are being used left and right by other countries. We are being robbed of our wealth, our jobs. And it's gotten to the point of lunacy. Complete how anyone can look at what Hillary and Bill Clinton has done to this country and say it was great service, she's done nothing wrong, her husband's done nothing wrong. They're not playing with a full deck if they think it's totally okay. Now, granted, some of these people can be very intelligent, but something's not right. They have been so manipulated and brainwashed by the mainstream media, one of the most corrupt corporations in this country. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And if he gets in, boy, oh boy, a lot of things are going to be changing, and they're going to change fast. Against Crooked Hillary, who runs the Clinton News Network. Never thought it would. I don't think anyone thought it was going to get this bad, John, and it has.
And, you know, it's been crazy. And me and Jovanko, I just want to say, you know, we've loved reporting and doing this. There has been so many wild turns in this election, and you know, I wasn't expecting it to be this crazy, but I have to say it's been a fun ride for us, because you know, we don't know what to expect tomorrow. And like I told Jovanko, whatever happens, there will be another MJJ talk show. We will continue reporting no matter who wins. If it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, we will be back after tomorrow, and we will continue to report. We're not going to say if Donald Trump doesn't win riots or protests on the streets. You know, we're going to have to accept it. You know, it's going to be hard to accept, but we're going to have to. And we're going to have to continue to fight like we've been doing.
That's right.
You know, and we can only address the issues that come up. So I wanted to say that. Jovanko, any comments on having Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump win? What do you have to say for the day after Election Day?
Huh?
What do you have to say for comments the day after election?
Well, two scenarios here. Trump wins, I'll be a very happy camper. However, if Hillary wins, oh boy. That's the end of the United States of America as we know it.
So optimistic, Jamaica. I love it. Let's go to our conclusion of today's special election eve show. Jamaica, it's almost midnight.
I know. I'm headed
and
to bed after the...
I know. Well, we're going to be up late tomorrow as we wait for the final returns. Me and Jamaica will be live tomorrow. Jamaica, what time are we going live?
We are going live at 11 o'clock tomorrow night after the announcement of the 2016 presidential election nominee winner. So,
well, I don't know if we'll be able to call a winner. Hopefully not, because I want it to be a really close election. So what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to go live on 11, and we'll report what we know, and we will give our analysis on what we know. And if anything comes up that we can report, we will do that. So tomorrow we're doing our election show. We've been doing this for 3 seasons now, and we're going to go to episode 11. Tomorrow's episode 10. We're going to move on to episode 11 after tomorrow. But everything we have done on this show has led to tomorrow. So we're going to have a new chapter after tomorrow, which is going to be very exciting for us. So much, Jovanko. I want to say, might be surprised tomorrow. And I think Donald Trump can pull it off. This is the last day of the whole back and forth.
This
so,
is our last chance.
So, Jovanko, final words.
Go out and vote. There's no excuse.
Jovanko, great words. I second that. Everyone go out there and vote. You should not vote, because that's what our country is based on, those freedoms. And I want to say, Jovanko, welcome back from vacation.
Thank you. Good to be back.
What are you going to be doing until tomorrow?
Shaking in my boots.
I don't know how much sleep I'll get tonight, but I'm very excited. And I want to tell everyone, thank you for joining us the last 3 seasons. It's going to be, no matter what happens, season 3 has been very fun. And hopefully we can tell you some exciting news soon about possibly a season 4, Jamaica.
Possibly. We'll keep you all
We'll tell you when we know. We'll tell you when we know. But thank you so much. Keep doing everything you do. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow to sharing the results. Good night and vote.
Good night.